Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have the amazing author and brainiac, Lowell Ponte. And we've got lots to talk about today, Lowell. We always have your website, and of course your main articles are over at,
WorldNetDaily.com.
WorldNetDaily. I think it's WorldNetDaily.com. You post articles every week, and also many of them are often discussed, I'm sure, with Craig Smith over at Fox Business Network. We have a couple things going on. The latest article I'd like to get to, but I want you to talk about your analysis of what's going on with Kavanaugh, because I think this is blowing back both ways, and it often people don't see the end from the beginning. For example, the Me Too movement, which I think is good in some ways, it's going to get people that are serial abusers of women out of the position of being able to abuse women. On the other hand, this particular attack by this woman, Christine, who's obviously a deep Democrat, without any corroborating evidence or other witnesses, is an abuse of the position of power that the Me Too movement has given women, and it's actually going to cause a blowback that will actually reduce the chances of women being taken seriously. I think this is a very negative thing for her to do.
Oh, it is, but let's start at the beginning. Dianne Feinstein received a letter sent by a Congresswoman Democrat. Received it back in July and has simply been sitting on it all during the Kavanaugh hearings.
Right.
When she met with Kavanaugh herself, she never brought it up. When she was questioning Kavanaugh, she never brought it up. It was just kept sub rosa. And then suddenly, with Kavanaugh days from being approved as a Supreme Court justice, the Democrats have decided to bring this all up. Well, it's interesting because Christine Blasey Ford, who says she was groped or something like it by Judge Kavanaugh when she was 15 and he was 17.
Right.
That's 36 years ago.
Right.
We find the following. Number one, she now insists that the FBI carry out a full investigation of this before she will say anything.
I don't know how she can investigate it. First off, it's like a fire where the building's been shaved down to the ground, there's a new foundation, there's a new building. How can they actually corroborate when there's no other witnesses that will actually say anything that corroborates their evidence?
It's even worse than that, because Christine Blasey Ford will not even say where the incident happened. She will not say what year it happened. She will not say what month it happened. When she originally began talking about it, just about the time Kavanaugh was first discussed as a potential Supreme Court justice by Mitt Romney when he was running for president, suddenly she remembered something she'd never mentioned to anyone prior to that time. Prior to that, she had said there were four men who abused her, none of whom were named. But now suddenly, Kavanaugh is one of the men, and there was one other. Both have, of course, been questioned about it or addressed it. Both say it never happened. that didn't exist. And indeed, if the FBI is to investigate, how can they? Not only has the building burned down, we don't even know what block the building was on or what city it was in.
Well, if I actually, as a physician trained in psychiatry and psychology in this, I would say we have a false memory syndrome going on here. If you're abused, first off, you're going to tell at least your family or your close friends. So you're going to have a female corroborative.
Right, she admits.
You're going to have physical evidence. Like, for example, I've done the
memory.
Right, I have the post-trauma. I've done the trauma kits in the emergency department for decades. So if a woman's abused, we do, you know, gather sperm for genetics. We do the photographic analysis of everything. We do a full what's called hazmat team to actually determine if there's been a sexual assault. And there wasn't a sexual assault here, so she doesn't even have that kind of evidence. And there was no emergency department visit. And there was no police corroboration or notes or records or even close friends she talked to. And this came up in a psychiatric evaluation, apparently in a marital dispute in 2011 or 12. So it's my feeling that this should be ignored. The Me Too movement actually should ignore it because it's negative. As you mentioned before the show, this means in a lot of situations, women who are equally qualified won't get hired because they'll become danger inside a corporation, especially if there's, quote, men who may be working closely with them. It could be a hazardous situation in terms of medical legal issues. So if somebody comes in a dispute or they're fired later, they can come back with a sexual assault charge or just an assault of brushing against their shoulder when they had a meeting or whatever, looking at them sideways as they're exiting the restroom. This could get really dangerous. And it's a similar thing to the issue of abortion. And I want to get into this because people say that they have a right to argue with Dr. Deagle over abortion. No, you don't, actually, because I know the surgical facts and truth of it. It's murder. But the fact is women don't see the end from the beginning in this. And so do the men who support abortion, because generations down the road, which is now maybe 10 or 20 years, women will become biologically irrelevant. We now can take a punch biopsy or forearm, male and female, and create ova and sperm now. So it's not necessary to have women at all. And at some future point, do they really think, considering the United Nations is pushing up to 40 different genders and only one sex, that we actually need to have women at all, especially when we have tranny men?
Well, now, there has been a movement in the world to try to get rid of men, or to reduce to the level of a drone in a beehive.
I think they're trying to do that, but they're trying to desexualize men, but they actually want to get rid of, physically, of women. And I don't think women see this. They don't see this. 93% of abortions worldwide are female, whether they're in India or in China. And people don't understand that you can go outside Vancouver, Canada, and I know this because I used to practice in Vancouver back in the late 70s, and you can find an Indian ultrasound clinic that will actually determine a male or female sex, so you can walk down the road and get a government-paid-for abortion instantly because it doesn't have a handle, or a boy, or a girl, it doesn't have a handle, it's a girl. So the fact is 93% of abortions in the world are not Down syndrome or genetic defects or hydrocephalus. They're female, period. That's the only reason for the abortion.
And this is why China, with its single-child policy, wound up with millions and millions and millions of excess males who then, of course, have to hunt for a female somewhere outside.
Well, they have to go out to Indonesia or some other place, or even the Palestine, to actually get a bride, because they genetically, there's nobody available, period. And females, by the way, in China can be very picky about who they accept even as a boyfriend. If they don't have enough, you know, points in the People's Republican Army or enough money or good looks or, you know, maybe they're even going to do genetic screening to make sure they don't carry any gene defects when they go breed with them. Societies like China are actually teetering on catastrophe, because the reason why they have males is males would take care of the parents as the family got older. And now what's happening is the teeter. As the population ages and they go beyond what's called the workforce years of the younger people, the Chinese economy is going to crash, because you can't have an economy run by aging 60, 70, 80-year-olds when you need young people to do physical jobs. It's just not possible. And this disaster here to society could break the family completely, which means in the future, it's not just, what's that term in Latin for the state being the father? And mother?
About the state, there was a doctrine of paterfamilias.
That's it, paterfamilias. So what I'm saying here,
paterfamilias assumed that the father of a family actually had the right to kill his spouse or children anytime he wished for any.
Well, what I'm referring to is where the state becomes the parent. But in the actual future, the state will be the parent.
Well, parentis is how that.
Look, that's it. So here's the point. In the future, say 2020, 2030, 2040, the state, if it gets enough control over the genetics of the population, will actually allow you to not do wild reproduction and allow you to submit your gametes, either sperm or ova, or actually do a punch biopsy and create an artificial ovum or sperm. In fact, if you're, say, gay and you want to have a clone of yourself or a hybrid between you and your partner, that's possible in the future. They, 3 years ago, they met in Britain, and they said they could have a child now, today, with up to 30-some parents. So the fact is that women don't, and you have to understand that if they keep asking for abortion, what will happen is they'll make females in the future unnecessary, and of course, as the demasculinate males, they have a demasculated male population with up to 40 different possible genders, including tranny males, that act as a sort of female proxy. And people don't see this coming, do they?
Sure, and in the meanwhile, Barack Obama's chief science advisor was Dr. John Holdren, who in a book back in the late 70s, I believe it was, actually advocated adding chemical sterilants to the world's food and water supplies, with the antidote to the sterilant, the temporary antidote, being in the control of government. I mean, this would have been a dream for Adolf Hitler. Oh, you're Jewish and you want to have children and you'd like us to give you the antidote? No, we're not going to give Jewish people the antidote. I mean, you can commit genocide on a whim with that power.
Yeah, exactly. It's coming, though, isn't it?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I think we dealt beat that issue a bit. I think it's. I'd like you to kind of conclude what you think is going to happen, because I'm hoping that even for the Me Too movement, I want to see women come forward quickly if they're being abused. But I don't want things that are not due process of law, or you're guilty until proven innocent, which is not possible, even if she demands the FBI. And the FBI has enough sense to say, look, we're not going to be used as the attack dog, where we can't even develop evidence to actually either confirm or extricate Kavanaugh from this. This is the kind of attack that, to me, shows the insanity of the left and the Democrats. They think that this delay tactic is reasonable. And remember, Schumer, these other people are actually totally collaborating with it, but it's actually damaging to women. And I want women protected. I think women are fantastic. I think if without women, we wouldn't have families. I think the fact is they're trying to destroy not only femininity, with the so-called women's rights movement. I think they have the right for equal pay and equal work, but I don't want to see either destruction of masculinity like these universities that have these courses now against toxic masculinity on the one hand, and I don't want to see 40 genders and no sex at all, neither male nor female, and saying it's all just a matter of choice, and if you're a six-year-old child going to school in California, you can decide against your parents' rights to start even taking hormones to change your sex. That's what's happening here in California, isn't it?
In California and in Hawaii, Senator is she a senator or a congresswoman? Hirono, just yesterday as a Democrat, said it's time for you men to shut up and get in line.
It's time for her to shut up and realize.
I mean, that men are evil.
That are half-life.
Therefore,
half-life.
Can I use?
Go ahead.
Who are not familiar with the case, let's go over just quickly a couple of interesting tidbits.
Yeah.
Number one, Christine Blasey Ford, who's accusing Kavanaugh, after the accusation went down, she scrubbed her website of all anti-Trump and radical leftist pieces of information.
Really?
Yes, like Hillary Clinton scrubbing her 33,000 emails that were already under subpoena.
Or using Bleachbit to get at hammers to destroy cell phones.
Sure. Number two, she is a radical leftist. She was a supporter of Bernie Sanders. She also reportedly gave money to the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and so on.
Right.
She is a far-left activist in the Bay Area. She's participated in anti-Trump marches. Oh, and by the way, there may also be a personal motivation, because not only is Judge Kavanaugh a judge, so is his mother. And his mother was involved in a case where Blasey Ford's mother had her house up and was forfeited. In other words, there may be a revenge motive
right.
on top of everything else here.
Right.
Now,
right.
she apparently has passed a lie detector test, but you know lie detectors. You understand how easily a test like
that. Oh, easy. You can actually train somebody to actually scam the lie detector machine.
Yeah, I could teach you. I'm sure you could teach in less, but I could teach someone in 10 minutes how to beat a lie detector test. It's really quite
easy.
Simple.
Easy.
The other thing is, this was not an objective lie detector test. This was a lie detector test by someone she chose to give it, and she paid to give it. In other
right.
words, she bought the lie detector test. It's not surprising that it therefore came out in her favor.
Ah.
So a lot of what people are being told is utterly deceptive. By the way, she also wore a pussy hat to at least one anti-Trump rally, maybe more. We don't know, because she destroyed as many of the records as she possibly could just before this became public. And this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a woman who's making accusations so vague that we don't even know what year the incident happened.
Or what building, if she can't recall. She has no corroborating evidence. Now, the fact
no
is that CNN, MSNBC, and so on, eventually, just like the big media giants like Google, Facebook, and Twitter, they're going to be shut down. You're going to start seeing sanctions after 2018 midterm, where if Trump comes back and wins the House and Senate, it's going to be the end of these agencies. It's going to be the end of, course, the Me Too movement in terms of abusing people, because the rule of law means you have to be considered innocent until proven guilty, unless you have a French justice system where you're guilty until proven innocent. And, that kind of justice system can't stand, especially in a constitutional republic. If you can accuse someone, why would you ever hire a woman in your business or a corporation that could actually accuse you of sexual abuse? In order, if you try to fire them, you're immediately going to be facing sexual abuse charges that could be hard to corroborate, can cost you millions of dollars or wipe out your company. Why would you do it?
Of course, there are many, many documented examples of women who decided they would get promoted in their company by accusing the man above them in the hierarchy
right.
of sexual wrongdoing. He is fired, they move up. I mean, this is just a common way to destroy a competitor,
right.
promotion in the company. So if this can be accepted with no evidence whatever of any credibility, if even Dianne Feinstein, a senator who introduced this letter to the public, has declared, I can't say everything in it is truthful, if even she has doubts about the accuracy or truthfulness of the letter, what are we to make of it, except for the fact that the Democrats would like to delay Kavanaugh's confirmation until after the election, when they may control the Senate? And they can simply throw him out at that point.
I think that what's happening is the Democrats are losing different factions of women. Married women that have families and have a good husband that takes care of them are not going to be Democrats anymore. Young women who actually are part of the Me Too movement are going to get so revolted by this, they're going to say, if you accuse someone correctly and you've got evidence, by all means go and proceed and make sure it's prosecuted. But if you don't have evidence and you falsely accuse someone, you can destroy someone's career or put them in prison or destroy their ability to even have a future income or even a life by falsely accusing them, and that's not reasonable. And people need to understand there needs to be a balance here, doesn't there?
By the way, there's no chance of putting him in prison for this unless he were suddenly to confess it, because the statute of limitations ran out decades ago, almost three decades. So this is ancient history. And as to the lie detector test, along with everything else, a lie detector test can never be used in a court in the U.S. because they are notoriously unreliable and inaccurate.
Well, what I think, they should just proceed with the vote. And what they'll do is the left will try to hold us over him when he does make future judgments on different laws, whether it's, you know, gun rights laws or Roe versus Wade or even constitutional laws, because what's happened over the past, say, 50 years is people like Ruth Gator, I've changed her name from Bader to Gator, like the alligator, these activist judges have actually taken away power from the executive and the legislative branches. That's not what the Constitution was framed to do. It was to keep a balance, which is what he was going to bring it back to, along with Gorsuch, bring the courts back to use legal precedent and the Constitution. And the problem is over the last 115 years, between laws passed by Congress and Senate and by unconstitutional judicial judgments, they've actually stripped the Constitution or added so much to it, you don't get a pocket version of the Constitution where you get a 3,000-page document of all the legal judgments that change the actual meaning of the actual Constitution. People don't get this, do they?
Well, in California, for example, the law now reads that if you are a man accused of a woman, like a wife or a girlfriend, of abusing her physically, just
right.
The accusation, there's no crime, there's no conviction of anything, you can lose your right to acquire or possess a firearm.
Yeah. See, this is
finding you guilty before any trial at all.
Right. Well, what I think there's going to be the pushback on this is going to destroy.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This next area is a very dangerous area. It's another dangerous area like tampering with human biology and genders and sex. But it's politicizing the weather. And you wrote this article, it's up on WorldNet Daily, WND.com. And it's disgusting. It's actually very similar to like 300 or 400 years ago dealing with witchcraft, where they blamed the bad weather and a famine on a witch. Therefore, they would literally see if she floated in the water. If not, they would burn her at the stake. This is the same kind of geopolitical and financial witchcraft where Elizabeth Warren, witch of the Democrats, is actually trying to tie corporate fault in terms of, say, oil corporations and quote, fossil fuels, which never was a fossil.
Well, you brought directly up something very important there, and I hope people understand it. The way they tested a witch is they would throw her in the water, and if she floated, that was proof that God's water rejected her, and so she was a witch. And then she'd be burned at the stake. If she sank to the bottom and drowned, however, that was proof that she was really innocent.
In other words, either way, she was dead.
Way.
Yeah. Either drowned or burned.
Yeah, it's a catch-22 kind of situation. What we have today that's the equivalent of that, of course, is the politicalization of science. For example, the science of global population, as I said, John Holdren, Barack Obama's chief science advisor, believed we should add sterilants to the world's water and food supplies, and then government would control the antidote. Anyone who wished to have a child would have to come to the government, imagine under China's current system what that would mean,
right?
And beg for enough antidote that you could have one child. And if you happen to be Jewish, for example, and the government happened to be Adolf Hitler, guess what? You wouldn't get any antidote.
Oh, by the way, I got an interesting addendum. You know, 124,000 of the SS officers were actually of Jewish descent, but they were atheists, or their members of specific high-level Masonic orders that were anti-Jewish, anti-Christian. Most people don't realize it wasn't just genetic Jews, it was religious Jews that they were after. Interesting.
Real Jews.
Real Jews. In other words, if you were of Jewish blood descent, most people don't realize 87% of the Palestinians, although they're very anti-Jewish, anti-Christian, they're actually genetically ancient Hebrews that decided to turn to Islam rather than to be cut to death by the scimitar when the Muslim invasion happened in the Middle East. So people don't understand this. Your genetics is not relevant. When we look at what Adolf Hitler was, a quarter of his bloodline is actually Jewish. People don't know that. Adolf Hitler himself was a Jew, genetically.
Yep. And that's part of the excitement of trying to figure anything out. The average black American, for example, has between 14 and 27% white genetic background.
Yeah, 97% of blacks have some white DNA in them, 97%.
Yeah, and so if you're going, for example, to pay reparations to a former black slave here, that might be quite just, but you're also paying reparations and giving advantage to the white overseer or the plantation owner.
Yeah. Maybe what you should do is a genetic analysis to determine the matter of black DNA. So if you've got a 23% black DNA, we cut your check 23% of what you would receive if you're 100% black.
Well, would that it could be done that finally.
I'm just being sarcastic.
I once suggested that if we're going to issue a national ID card in the country, your sex should be determined not by genitalia, but by your ratio of hormones in your body. Your race should be determined by the kind of method you're talking about here. Bill Clinton and Al Gore, they were asked, what do you do with the census? And they implemented the old Southern racist system for the census. If you have one drop of black blood, you should be counted as black. In other words, whatever the smallest minority was that you had ancestry in, that's the minority you would be counted in. How then, for example, is Colin Powell categorized? Oh, Colin Powell has a little bit of Native American ancestry, too. So he would be classified as an Indian, not as black.
You're kidding.
By the Bill Clinton system.
Now, let's get into the stuff about climate, because this is serious. If Elizabeth Warren's bill, which has no chance of passing, but remember, if the Democrats take the House, or if they had Future Point take it after, say, the second term of Trump in 2025, the country is going to go to hell, literally, H-E-L-L. And the Democrats are already stoking the fire. They're trying to pass bills now. The obscenity about this is corporations will be driven right out of business altogether. And we see the foreshadowing of here in California, where they're passing laws already to get rid of diesel engines by, I think, 2030, to get rid of, you know, water control. They passed laws where by 2022 you won't have more than 55 gallons of water for an individual, including watering, washing their dishes, including doing their laundry, even drinking. Or watering your lawn. I mean,
and according to the leftist Washington Post in an editorial, Donald Trump was somehow complicit in the hurricane that just hit the Carolinas because he had somehow conjured magic destructive forces by black magic by not going along with Obama's climate policies. But of course, that's nonsense. It shows an utter ignorance of what climate science is.
Let me throw something in that I like to throw, as I say, a four-pound rat in the middle of the dinner table, and I'm going to do that right now. One of the things that's happening right now is we're seeing a significant magnetic pole shift. Now, if you monitor this, and I'm going to put a video together this weekend, and I have lots of background classified information to access to this, the fact is that the magnetic field of the North Pole has been moving for about 150 years at a very high speed, and the South Pole now is split, and there's two South Poles, plus a geomagnetic hole in the South Atlantic Ocean that opens up at 22,000 miles out. It's five times the Earth's diameter. People don't understand this, that every so many hundreds of thousands of years is actually a crustal slip tied to a pole magnetic shift. And we already see evidence of that off of the Hawaiian Island, with actually the new island being built by this new volcanic hotspot, actually building new island off the coast of the big island Hawaii. And people don't understand, all over the world, and this is the primary thing driving these fires and these weird weather, besides weather manipulation by scalar satellites, the world is releasing a ton of methane into the atmosphere from methane hydrates in the ocean floor and inside the Earth itself. And this methane is 16 times more of a greenhouse gas than even carbon dioxide, and it decays, takes 6 months to decay to CO2 in the upper atmosphere, and it's going to cause a surge in temperature, and they're going to try to claim that too many SUVs or coal-fired generators or whatever is the cause of global climate catastrophe. Now, when the pole shift happens and there's a crustal disjunction of the lithosphere and the mantle, it's very likely going to move at least 1,200 miles. Now, to give an example, and just use it as an example, if the crustal surface of North America moves 1,200 miles south, the equator will pass through Havana, Cuba. That will also cause coastal destruction of every coastal city and town, in some places up to 100 miles inland, and 80 to 90% of the world population lives within 100 miles of the coast, whether it's India, North America, Europe, etc. And that means most of these populations are going to die from tsunamis and superstorms, like this one that hit off the coast of the Carolinas.
People realize, for example, if there were a major seismic event in the Canary Islands, it would cause a large part of mountain region to slip immediately into the ocean. That would trigger a tsunami that would devastate the whole east coast of the U.S.
That it's been estimated by the Tsunami Research Center in Switzerland and also Northern California, that said 5 years ago, that tsunami would be between half a mile and a mile high, traveling up, depending on the altitude along the east coast of the United States, up to 100 miles inland. And that's why even the United Nations is moving their vehicles inland, further inland, after, for example, the drilling at the drill site off of Louisiana that caused this major danger, the release of gases and oil from the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. They were worried that it might cause a methane hydrate surge, which means methane hydrates are 684 times volume at the surface in the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. And in some places, methane hydrates are up to 2 miles deep. So there's up to several thousand times more energy in methane hydrates at the bottom of the ocean and the Gulf of Mexico as there is all the oil, proven oil reserves on the planet, and coal.
Sure.
People don't know this, do they?
To ask a lot of questions. For example, why did the FBI suddenly move in and remove all the people working at the National Sun Research Center in Arizona only a week or so ago? Why was that suddenly shut down just as a major solar...
I have some theories about that, because we're about to have coronal mass ejections and solar storms that actually could precipitate a Carrington event, which, by the way, the anniversary was September 2nd. And a Carrington-type event could trigger off the pole shift we're talking about in a disjunction of the lithosphere or the crust of the Earth on the mantle. And these events, the globalists know, are coming, don't they?
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Well, I want you to expand on this, because you wrote a whole book on this. What was the name of the book back in, I think, what, 70s or 80s? On
called The Cooling, published by Prentice Hall. It was used as a textbook at the National Defense College. I was writing about the NMOD, Environmental Modification Warfare.
Now, I'm going to just deviate for a second on this. They create what's called interferometry torsion fields in space using the upper atmosphere to be inserted with nanoparticles, thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum, and the nanoparticles turn the air into a plasma so you can set up what's called scalar waves. Scalar waves can pull the storm cells into a pinwheel and can move around just like a joystick in space, and you can disperse a storm system where you can create a blocking high. So we have absolutely the technology to prevent the storm from hitting, but the fact is that the globalists are counting on a coronal mass ejection or a Carrington-like event. They're counting on a pole shift causing basically major tsunamis and superstorms along the coast of every continent on the planet. And they're counting on it actually killing most of the people, and they'll have plausible deniability. It won't be a nuclear war that's going to kill most of the people. They're hoping it's going to be weather modification technology added on top of natural events. That's what's coming, isn't it?
Sure, and as to weather modification, once upon a time, we thought of weather as an act of God. So whatever you got is what you got, and you had no one to blame for it. In fact, the insurance companies conveniently refused to cover you if acts of God, such as the lightning bolt, burned down your house. And then came Ben Franklin, who began putting up his little lightning rods, and people's houses didn't burn down, and many ministers said, oh, well, this is Ben Franklin defeating the will of God, as if God couldn't slap aside a little 2 or 3 foot piece of metal
right
on your roof if he wanted. But
really?
Once we have deliberate weather modification at any level, then the lawyers are involved. Then the question is, who gets to sue who for what? And this is interesting because, of course, there is no such thing as good weather.
Yeah.
That is, you might want to have a beautiful sunny day so you can have a picnic with your family. The neighbor down the road who's a farmer might want rain for his crops.
Right.
So whichever way you make the weather, it's hurting somebody. If you deflect a hurricane away from Charleston, South Carolina, it winds up hitting somewhere else. Are you then responsible for all the people who get hit?
Because right.
You deflected it away from Charleston. In other words, there's nothing you can do that can't be sued over once you are responsible for what the weather is doing.
Exactly. Now, Elizabeth Warren wants to set it up in such a way that this is going to change the legal modus that every corporation has to have a full disclosure of their effects on climate change, as if they can somehow predict it like some kind of a wizard with a crystal ball.
Well, nobody can prove that a particular act of weather or climate is created by a particular action by a particular company, unless it's the U.S. military.
Well, this is similar to the Kavanaugh thing with Christine. You're proven corporately guilty of climate change until proven innocent.
Right, and you somehow have to prove your innocence.
Right.
And this is so manipulated. Twitter, for example, just a few days ago, announced that it would no longer allow anyone to be seen on Twitter who use the term illegal alien anywhere in one of their emails or Twitters or tweets. That's interesting because illegal alien is actually a legal term. So you can't use the proper legal term for people who are aliens and came here illegally.
Wow.
That is now simply verboten by Twitter. And the same kind of manipulation will be done by this Orwellian rewriting of our language to advance a left-wing point of view. That's much of what George Orwell was writing about in 1984. The people who recreate history, who manipulate the language itself, so that you cannot win a debate with a socialist because the whole language is rearranged to support socialism. One thing you should remember, though, when somebody says the climate is changing, climate is a 30-year averaging of weather. What
right.
that means is, unless you can show me a block of 30 years of warming, there is no climate change. The events we're seeing are simply weather. A hurricane is simply weather. It's not a climate change. You can assert, without any real meaningful evidence, that the change in climate has caused the hurricane or whatever, but you can't prove it. And you certainly can't prove who changed the climate. So,
right.
therefore, it's all just politics. It's just, how will the politicians rule or the ignorant people who are asked to judge in a court of law while they know nothing about science at all? That's what it will come down to. And by the way, you notice that the global warming alarmists have this mantra that, oh, well, we can't take seriously the word of so-and-so, a climatologist, because he once took a $10 lunch from ExxonMobil. He once received money from the oil companies or similar interest, however small an amount, and that biases forever his work. You need to study the number one beneficiary of this claim that the climate is changing. They don't even say warming or cooling anymore. They just say changing. The number one beneficiary is government, because governments in the world plan to raise $100 trillion in taxes to do away with capitalism and to do away with private property, all in the name of climate. as a transcendental threat that we cannot tolerate. In fact, they said we'd be drowning already from the rise in sea level. They had hoped that they could force climate change to happen instantly, or I should say laws to control climate change to happen instantly, and then they would turn around and say, well, the ocean didn't rise, you gave us superpower and super wealth as the government, and we used it, and thank God we saved you. Well, they didn't save anything. And now it's gone on long enough that everybody can see that the claims of global warming and disaster are complete fraud, which makes it a little more difficult for them, but that hasn't made them stop. Because this, after all, was to be the central selling point of global governance, the central selling point of giving government that kind of monolithic power to crush anyone it wanted to in the name of stopping global warming. There aren't many things they can do that with.
I've tried to argue with some young people that want to argue with me about the global science, and then they start introducing specific other drivers to the nonlinear model, and they go berserker. It's crazy. It's like they don't have science. It's almost like a new religion now, where if you say something that goes against the tenets of their belief system, you are, in a sense, anathema. You must be demonically possessed with anti-science. It's craziness.
Well, Marxism did rise as an alternative religion, which claims to have the ability to create heaven on earth, a new Eden, that claims to be making a new human being through social engineering, that some of them call the crystal man, that will end all greed, all selfishness, all hostility and war, if you just give government enough power. Now, in the meanwhile, in the last 100 years, Marxists have murdered more than 100 million people, according to the Harvard University Black Book on Communism,
right,
which has totaled all this up. But nobody wants to talk about that. All they know is that if we only had given government even more power and even more money, then they would have been able to bring about heaven on earth. And the fault is ours for not giving them everything they ask for.
Wow.
Well, as you see, what they are asking for is total dictatorial power over all of us.
Now, how did they get your book? I want you to repeat that for us, too, so people can start getting understanding.
The book, which goes into this, I could read passages of it if we had more time, Money, Morality, and the Machine, explains UN officials who are in charge of the climate research who say the entire purpose of what we're doing isn't environmental anymore. It's simply to transfer the wealth of the first world to the third world via the UN. That's the real purpose of the climate issue. The book is called Money, Morality, and the Machine. My co-author of this, our seventh book, is Craig Smith, who people see every week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. And that book, you can pay $20 to Amazon and Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, if you want, or you can get it absolutely free and postpaid just by calling a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
Right. Now,
and it's absolutely chilling when you read what the UN's own climate experts say, and how they say, oh, this isn't environment anymore.
Well, I want to say it's not just a transfer. You know, I thought up a term when I had Deborah Tavares on. I called omni or all, hydro side. In other words, basically killing everything on Earth through climate change and water shortages. That's what they're doing. It's not just a transfer of money. It's basically an omnicidal program to destroy the biosphere, to cause a decrease in oxygen concentration as they kill the benthic layer of the oceans, to destroy the ozone layer, to destroy normal climate and normal rain patterns, to cause drought, and to cause literally industries to collapse financially because of their climate responsibility for creating global warming, which has nothing to do with industry. Nothing.
Yeah, weather is a resource, like coal or oil.
Right. And now you can reduce pollution, that's a different thing. That's easy to do.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.